This is Levels of Geeks Podcast, bringing you action movie reviews from across the decades, plus box office numbers and insight like never before. And now, your host of Levels of Geeks Podcast, Alex and Friends.
What's up, everyone? This is Nate, and this is episode number 20 of the Levels of Geeks Action Movie Podcast. I am joined by my co-host,
Alex Figueroa.
And we are going to be talking about our final Christmas action movie. Now, This is our fourth of four. We have previously reviewed Cobra, Kiss Kiss Bang Bang, and Reindeer Games. And now we are on to a movie called Fat Man. So this was an interesting one because it was both of our first time watching this.
Yeah.
Am I right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Didn't come out in the theater. This went straight to, well, not around anywhere around here. I don't know. Maybe it played in like a small local theater somewhere. Straight to VOD, comes out on Blu-ray in January. So the only way to watch this was to rent it or buy it digitally. I'll let you guys in on a secret. I ended up buying it. It was $7 to rent or $10 to buy. I was like, well, I'll just eat the $3 and own it in case I like it. So
mine's was backwards, cool. Dude. Really? Mine's was $6. Mine's was $6 to rent, $14 to buy. And I was like, I'm going to wait for it to come out on Blu-ray. Yeah, it makes more sense. I was like, that's way more than the I would have did the $10 one, to be honest with you.
If it was like that. Yeah. I'm just going to buy it. So first time watch for both of us. We were looking forward to it. This is our final, like I said, Christmas movie. So, of course, before we get into the numbers and get into our reviews and our takes, which we have no idea what the other person thought about it, haven't talked about it at all. We would like to let you guys know, if you would, be so kind as to like the video, share the video, subscribe to the channel. We are going to be continuing this action podcast 2 episodes a week, one franchise episode, and then one of some other category. So if you guys are enjoying what you're hearing, please subscribe, comment down below. Let us know what you thought if you've seen this movie. And if you're listening on the go on Apple Podcasts, make sure you're subscribed so you get the downloads every week. You can also check us out on Stitcher. Give us a review. Give us a rating. Let us know what you think of the show so far. So before we go into the review, let's give them the criteria like we always do. So we are going to score this movie on, of course, lead character, main villain, action, storyline, and overall score. Then we will total that up and give it a something out of 25. But of course, this is a Christmas episode, so you know we got this very special Christmas meter.
Oh, that is,
so far, we have not gotten a 5 out of 5 on any of these movies. Last week we gave it three French hens and three swans a swimming. So, who knows what this is going to get, but we have the very special Christmas meter. It could be as low as freaking one Blitzen, you know, one reindeer, the one who no one cares about, Blitzen. Oh, it could go all the way up to Rudolph, the reindeer everyone cares about.
Yeah.
You know, that's a very important one. So we will give it our Christmas score. We don't have box office numbers.
No.
This didn't come out in the box office. So this is a 2020 release. No box office score, but we do have the Rotten Tomatoes score.
Yes.
Right. So on the critic side, not amazing. 46%. But audience score, 83%. So what do you think about those? Big gap there.
It's a huge gap, but I tend to start leaning towards the audience score because it's more, to me, it's more natural because critics, you don't know what they're writing for. Is it just to purposely destroy a movie? Like, we really don't know because I'm not too big on critic scores. Like, I'm not a big Rotten Tomatoes guy. Like, we just added it to see where our numbers are compared to the Rotten Tomatoes and the audience score. But I always tend to go towards the audience score more because we are the true fans, you know?
Right.
We don't get paid for it, so.
Absolutely. Yeah, I agree. I use Rotten Tomatoes just to get a consensus. That does not necessarily mean I'll agree with it. But just in a general idea of what critics who are, you know, honestly, they watch films. They are paid to review them. They know stuff. But I don't always agree with them. You know, there might be one or two critics that I personally read because I tend to agree with them. I'll listen to that. Otherwise, audience score is more accurate to the general public. So 83. So people seem to like it. Yeah. But there's only two opinions that actually matter on this show. And that's mine and Alex's.
That's so right.
We are going to go ahead and get right into this. Fat Man starring Melly Gibson. My man, Melly Gibson.
Melly.
As one Mr. Chris Kringle, a.k.a. Santa Claus. So go ahead, take it away, lead character.
All right, so yeah, so I always start this off when Nate starts the show. So with that said, the main lead character is Mel Gibson as Kris Kringle, like he said. And you know what, man? I kind of enjoyed him as Kris Kringle. He was a badass Kris Kringle. And this was a pretty cool twist to it. We're going to cover that right on the storyline and overall. Yeah. So I'm not going to get too much onto it. But in terms of the character, I kind of liked him. He was like a brutal, in the words of Chris, Nate. Once Nate goes and says his, he's going to say, I love a pissed off character. And you know what? That's what you get with this. And I like it. I love the old take on Kris Kringle. I thought it was a pretty cool, the way they developed him, I kind of liked it. It was like a Taken character. Like, it was like from Taken, right? Like they just took out the character. They just put a badass character on him. Mel Gibson was outstanding, dude. Like, I know this was like a straight-to-DVD release, and I always said it. Mel Gibson is the reason why he got tons of Oscars, whether it's directing, whether he plays the lead character and they give him an Oscar, a.k.a., was it Braveheart? He won Braveheart. Lead actor and director. Didn't he win both? Or
did he? I don't know if he won. I don't know if he won actor, but
I know he did win best director. Yeah, he won something. Yeah. But anyway, he must have got an Oscar for best actor or something because he's amazing in these action roles. Like, there's a reason why Lethal Weapon is such an amazing role. Payback. Wasn't he in Payback? Or Ransom. Ransom.
Both of them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Those were amazing. And then my underrated one, which we're going to cover this on the show, is Edge of Darkness. That is, I love that freaking movie. That's another underrated movie we'll be covering on the show. But look, with that, in terms of this movie, it was so awesome. Him playing Kris Kringle, groggy, shooting guns, Kris Kringle. Like, it's just not your ordinary Christmas movie. I loved it. I gave him a 5 out of 5. I enjoyed Kris Kringle, Mel Gibson with guns. Lots of guns.
You know what? I love Mel Gibson. I absolutely love Mel Gibson. You know what's the best thing about Mel Gibson, too? He got, like, that deep, gravelly voice, you know? Like, just natural. He's not doing a voice. That's just, like, how he talks. And it's awesome. He got the perfect action guy voice, especially for an older guy.
Mm-hmm.
Also, remember the scene in the movie where he's, like, punching the punching bag? He's, like, working out, and I was like, I want to see Mel Gibson as, like, an old boxer now in a movie or something. Like,
yeah.
He was punching this thing. He was punching it real hard. Like, he was going to town on that thing. I love Mel Gibson. This is a weird, weird movie and a weird take on Kris Kringle, I'll be honest.
No, it is.
But it works. It works for the movie that he's in. You know what I mean? I do love how, even though at the end, you know, with the shootout and everything, like, he's shooting this dude, like, he's trying. But it's really self-defense. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
He is still as curmudgeonly and, like, kind of pissed off as he is that kids are bad now. He's still kind of Santa Claus. Like, he just drives around eating cookies in the car. You know, he drink milk all the time. You know what I mean? Like, he loves milk and cookies. He overall is still
jolly.
Not jolly. The reverse. Like, as down as he is on how Christmas is being treated lately, he's still got that little bit of Christmas spirit in him. You know what I mean? He's like, he's still got some hope. And I loved it. It was great. Like, that's such a great, a great version of him where he's like, crap, everyone hates it. We should have cashed in. That whole conversation he's having with his wife where he's like, we should have cashed in and just made money. Like, we're the biggest stimulus package in the world. You know, all this stuff. Hilarious.
The royalties.
yeah, exactly. So for me, I gave him a 4. Mm. And it was only because it was just so weird. Like, I couldn't give him a full 5, but I did love him in this role. I thought he was great. I thought Mel Gibson was great, and I think it's a really interesting take on Santa Claus. So I thought that was pretty good.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not going, okay, like, I know people are going to be, oh, you gave it a 5, but, you know, there's a lot of scenes that he delivered that was heartfelt, like, especially when the lady was trying to bang the guy in the bar, and he walked over and he goes, you got a wife and a kid. Yeah. He goes, you got a wife and kid. You better go. You know what I mean? Like that was one. The second one is at the end when he walked up to the kid and he went in with a pissed off face. Like, if I even hear something squeak. And I was just like, this is Nate's favorite part, I bet. Because he just...
the moment was so good. He was just, unwraps it, like, unwrapping his bandages so she can see the disgusting eye.
He was like, look at me. Look at me. And I was like, this is so awesome. And that's why I gave it a 5, because there's a lot of impactful moments in the movie. Especially like when the wife gives him the envelope of all the kids that he gave him a toy and they became that toy. Like the woman became a fireman and he started to get his eye watering. Yeah. The guy became a chef cause he gave him a cookingware. Like I like that. And I was like, yo, this is a pretty cool twist to that. You know, that he was losing hope. My man was drinking Tom Sawyer's Alka-Seltzers and Jack and whatever the hell it was. He was just pounding them. And then he got his jolly back. He was like, nope. I would like to have warm milk. Remember when he got his mojo back? He was all happy.
Yeah, yeah.
So I like that. That's why I give it a 5 out of 5 for me.
No arguments. All right. So moving on to the villain.
Yes.
So I did have to text and ask, what did you consider the main villain? We decided we went with Walton Goggins. That's the actor. He played the assassin. dude, I love this character.
Yeah.
I like him as an actor in general. Like I usually like him and stuff. He was on, what was that show he was on?
Justified,
I think. Oh, The Shield.
He was Shield and Justified too. Yeah. With Timothy Olyphant or whatever.
Yeah. Yeah. And he's just like, he's always good in everything he's in my opinion. He's like a good character actor kind of. And he is, this is another, it's a weird movie. Like I said, it's a weird movie. I'll be honest. It's really weird. He's a weird character. Like he's kind of obsessed with Santa Claus because when he was a kid, he didn't, you know, he got like coal or whatever, and it, you know, because he was bad and kind of weird. But he also had like a tough childhood. Like they don't go full on into it, but you know, they kind of touch on it. He had a rough childhood, so he basically buys, stuff that Santa made that he gave to other kids so he could have it like it for his collection. You know what I mean? Which is just a weird subplot. Like it just, you know, whatever. Anyway, he's kind of quirky, and then he gets hired by this little brat. So there's kind of two villains. There's this little kid who looks like he's 30 years old. This kid looks like a man. you know what I mean? Like he talks and acts like a little man. It's weird. He was the worst. If we had to score him, I mean, I'd probably give him an okay score because he is.
He was ruthless. His job. Yeah.
He is annoying. He is a brat. You just want to slap him. He's about to kill his grandma at the end. Like this kid is terrible. Yeah. But Walton Goggins is basically hired as a hitman to kill Santa Claus. I thought he was great. I think he did a great job. He was funny. He had a lot of funny parts. I laughed out loud at 3 or 4 of like his lines. He had some really good, funny lines. I liked him a lot. The only thing is, and again, it's going to stop just short of a 5 for me. I'm going to give him a 4, mainly because I wish they went, if they would have went a little bit more into his backstory, just a little, not a lot, because the movie was tight, right? It was like an hour and 39 minutes. I don't need like an extra 20 minutes or nothing.
Right.
Plus 5 or 6 minutes, a little bit more backstory. So you maybe have like feel for him a little more. He just seemed a little cartoony, which, you know, but it's still 4. I really liked him. He was hilarious. He was ruthless. He was going to do the job. Oh, the part where he's talking about cutting off his head, that was hilarious. He's like, no, it doesn't travel well. I got to go through all these states and 2 countries. And I'm like, I'm not going to cut off his head. And then he's like, well, bring me his beard. He's like, I'm not shaving a dead man's beard. Like, he just made me laugh so hard. Like that's such a big deal to shave his beard off. But, I really liked him.
Yeah, I mean, look, in terms of villain, I thought he was an amazing character. We were laughing throughout the beginning ongoing. But...
yeah,
he was a very deeply disturbed character. And that's what I think I enjoyed about this main villain. Like he had morals, which was weird. Like you said in the beginning, he was purchasing all the Santa Clauses that he gave out as gifts and stuff. And he had these gloves for mint, like it doesn't get destroyed and stuff. So I thought it was pretty funny. I like when he had the hamster and he went to the pet store and she goes, I read people.
Made me laugh so hard.
Yeah. She goes, I read people and you're a snake guy. And she goes, You're reminding me of my mother. You talk too much and don't shut the F up.
Yeah, you never know when to shut the F up.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, that part was so funny.
Yeah, so I thought that was pretty cute, cool. And then I liked the some of the story they gave you. See, for me, they gave me enough. I mean, I know you wanted more, but they gave me enough for me to be like, damn, like he was abused as a father and he asked Santa Claus for help. But Mel Gibson didn't do that. He just gave him a police car. And that's why he had it shiny there. Like, and I thought that was enough for me. Like, oh man, like that's why he's so pissed off at Kris Kringle and he wants to go after him because he never gave him what his wish was. We don't know what his wish was. And even when Mel Gibson saw him, he was like, I'm sorry. It's like, you know, I couldn't do what you wanted me to do. And we don't know that. Like, it was just a mystery what he asked for. And I liked it. I thought it was pretty good. Look, with that said, I went over with this one. I gave him a 5 because he was a really great villain. Like, he was really good. Like, he was an assassin that had morals and he worked for a kid. Like, that's what made it even funnier. Like, it just, you know, and then he called him little shit on the phone.
Yeah, on the phone.
Yeah. So with that said, look, I gave him a 5 out of 5 because I really enjoyed Mel Gibson as the lead and I enjoyed this villain. I thought they worked so well together, especially when they had that Western battle. Like Western when they, that they were standing in the snow. Yeah. That was awesome. But let's get to.
So next we're moving on. We're going to action scenes.
Yes.
Or just action in general.
Yeah. So action scenes. This one did not have much action in this movie. So this is going to get a little knock on it for me. This movie was more story driven. Giving you more of the Kris Kringle, like where he's at mentally and like what's going to happen with the other villains. And so that's what the more story, it's a more story driven. The movie is more of a story driven film than an action type film. But when the action does kick up towards the ending of the last 20 minutes, right? Like the last 20?
The last 20.
Yeah.
That's when he gets to the factory with all the elves and all that stuff.
So the last 20 minutes is when the action kicks in. But it was really good action. I thought it was really good when they were inside the factory that was inside of a barn. And you see the elves and they're trying to defend themselves against him. And then he, you know, kabooey, blows it up. And then he goes one-on-one with Santa Claus, which I thought that was pretty cool. And then Mrs. Santa Claus gets into the action, which I thought all that flowed well. It was very good. It reminded me a little bit of like Fargo, like those type of movies. I don't know if you know what I mean, like that drama style. So it worked for me very well, but sadly this is an action podcast and this is not going to be that high on it. So I gave it a 3 for mediocre good action for the film. So I gave it a 3.
And you know, I grade on the same scale. I really think of this. You know, when we're doing an action podcast, I think of quantity and quality both. And this had not a lot, like you said, very end, pretty much like he shoots someone else off screen early in the movie, the mailman. They don't even show it. And then really you don't get any action until the third act. What's there is really good. You know, like the factory scene was, it was short, but it was fun. I do like when I do like because they threw some comedy into like when he's placing all the bombs and then the elf finds it. He's like, do you work for the other guy? And he's like, yeah, I work for that guy. So put that down. He just goes like takes it apart really
in
fast
2 seconds.
It was so funny. It made me laugh. I like that scene. The standoff at the end. I'm a good fan of a good standoff.
Yes.
You know, they're far away, far apart. And they establish early on in the movie that, you know, Santa Claus knows how to shoot guns. He's outside shooting guns, you know, like he likes to shoot. He lives in Alaska, so it makes sense. He lives like out in the wilderness in Alaska. So they have a little, you know, a shootout. They get close together. You get a little hand to hand. You get that sick sword that he has like in his knee, which was cool, where he stabs him. And it's pretty brutal, you know, like it's R-rated and it's pretty brutal there at the end. Like Santa Claus gets shot in the eye. He gets stabbed through his back, through the front. So I liked what was there, but I agree with you. There wasn't a lot. I also gave it a 3.
Okay.
And it's more so for quantity. Like it lacked as an action movie, not as a movie in general, but as an action movie.
Yep.
All right. So moving on to the story. So this is for the third time. This is a weird movie. It's like, It's so much stuff mixed together. It is like an action movie, essentially, at the end, right? It's also kind of a revenge movie where this guy's trying to get revenge on Santa Claus for, you know, feeling slighted by him when he was a kid. And the kid trying to get revenge on him for getting a lump of coal, you know. And it's also a comedy. Like, it's a dark comedy. Yes. It's funny. Like, the movie's funny. So it's a good, like, it's like a dark comedy, action, revenge. I wouldn't say drama so much. There's also, like, there are times where, like, it's like a Christmas movie when they're talking. Like, yeah. Some of the dialogue. Like, when the elves are explaining what they eat to the general. And like, we eat all this sugar. We eat the cereals and cakes and all six times a day. You know? Yeah. And like, this is like a scene out of like Elf or something.
You know? Oh, yeah. Like why is Santa it in this Claus. Movie? Yeah.
Yeah. It was weird. And it's just in there. And it means nothing. But they just put it in to make it like more Christmassy, I guess. So there's like Christmas elements. And then there's like R-rated thriller elements.
Yeah.
Which is weird. Santa Claus never swears. Kris Kringle, you know, he doesn't curse. He defends himself. That's it. But he is not a killer. He's not like, he is pissed off, but he's not like angry at the world. He's just like disappointed. He's more like disappointed, pissed off. Yeah. You know, when he hears the radio and he talks about the kids burning their parents alive. Like, that made me laugh. And he like turns off the radio. He's so disappointed in the kids of the world. That crap was funny. And then you have like the government subsidizing him, making toys. And there's so much going on that. I gave it a 3.5 for the storyline. Yeah, it was just a lot, and I'm okay with it. Normally, I'm like pick a lane and kind of I do like a mashup, but this mashed up so much things. You know what I mean? But I liked it. I had a good time. So you know, in my brain, I'm like, well, I would give it probably like a 7-ish. So I gave it a 3.5.
Okay. Yeah. Look, in terms of storyline, I agree with everything you said. I mean, it starts off with him. Like, he doesn't have his factory because he's, like, trying to make money and he's waiting for a stimulus check to come in the mail.
He didn't get his subsidy.
Yeah, he didn't get that. Toys. Yeah, then the government comes and they try to, like, one-arm him and like, you know, you need money, so we need you to build stuff. And he gets really emotional because he tells the elves he has to work for the government, which I thought it was really funny. He was like, I'm sorry. And he's all, like, getting all teary-eyed and I'm, like, laughing with my wife. I'm like, this is so stupid. But it's so funny.
It's weird. Yeah.
It's a weird movie. Like, I thought that was cool. And then, of course, you throw the plot of the assassins in it where you have this little brat that you want to punch in the face, taking his grandmother's blank checks and use, which I'm like, how much money do they have? They're forging it to pay assassins off.
Like, they're supposed to be rich, but they look like they live in a normal house.
Yeah.
Not like a mansion, but they have like 18 butlers.
Yeah. There. Which is weird. And I was like, oh my God. So like, you have that storyline and the thing with the science.
the science fair.
Yeah. He's like, you're going to say, like, they hijack a chick. And I'm like, what the hell's going on here? So look, with all that said, I mean, I'm not going to repeat everything you say, but with all that, I gave it a 4 because I gave it. I like the creativity, man. I thought it was a really good, like, something new for 2020. Like, I'm tired of watching a movie, and it's, like, the same plot as, like, 20 movies we saw, like, in the 80s or mixed with the 19s. You know what I mean? Like, the 90s.
Yeah, for sure.
So I gave it that extra point because of creativity. I thought this was a really creative movie. I thought it was very enjoyable. But yeah, I talk about that in the overall. But yeah, other than that, look, I gave it a 4 out of 5 for me. Storyline was really good.
Very good. All right. So speaking of overall.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Overall, I'm just going to go straight out the back and say it out loud. I gave this a 4 out of 5. I thought it was a very enjoyable movie. I thought it was very creative, like I said, in the storyline. I thought it took a lot of risk with this new movie. Like it did a lot of risk that not Hollywood movies do now, and they gave you something fresh and new and bold where you got an Oscar award winner as a lead character pissed off at the world as Santa Claus, and then you got a an assassin chasing him, and the cool thing about it is he's Santa Claus. Like, the dude has healing factor like Wolverine. Like, the dude got shot in the face and he can heal. Like, I'm like, this is awesome. Like, he's like a super powered old dude. And I like that. I thought that was very clever. I thought it was really good. I love the fact that he lived in this town that no one knew where the hell he lives, but everyone knows who he is. He's a happy dude. And I liked that. I thought that was pretty cool. He goes to the bar all the time. He orders the Tom Sawyer with, you know, a whiskey. And when he's depressed, or he gets milk, hot milk when he's happy. Yeah. And I love when he drives into town, he has a plate of cookies and he's listening to jolly music. And he's just like, his red truck, which I thought it was pretty cool. One knock I will say is that I wish he used more of his reindeers for something.
Yeah, all he does is feed them.
Yeah, like he feeds them.
That's
But I thought they should have did something creative with the reindeers, you know? Like, I know he used a Ford as his sleigh to drive everywhere. I don't know, but look, I gave it a 4 out of 5. It's a good movie. Like, give it a chance to anyone out there. I know it went straight to Blu-ray or whatever. But you know what? Sometimes you find a diamond in the rough in those straight to Blu-rays. And this one, I got to say, it's a diamond in the rough.
You know what? I agree. So I really enjoyed it, too. I had a good time watching it. I laughed. You know, I know the storyline was a little crazy and the action didn't get high scores. But I liked the lead character. I liked the lead villain. I liked the comedy. And I laughed. It worked for me on that end. But there's one secret weapon that pushed it. I gave it a 4 as well, by the way. Same score as you, 4.
Okay.
And the reason I got a 4 over maybe like a 3.5, because I was leaning towards 3.5, but then I was like, you know what? There's one secret weapon that this movie has that I really enjoyed, and that was Mrs. Claus. She was
she was good.
Yeah, I loved her. She was fantastic. I was like, man, she's like, all she does is bake cookies for everybody. When the general eats it, he's like, ooh, this is like the best cookie I ever had, pretty much. When she's talking about the speech about when she tried to make vegan cookies and they were disgusting.
Oh, that was funny.
That joke was super funny. I love that. I love how she is with Mel Gibson's character. Like, they actually seemed
like a
old married couple.
Yeah.
And they had great chemistry. I loved her. And she ends up blasting that dude at the end. Awesome. She's like, sorry. Boom. And just shoots his head off. You know, like, she's the secret weapon. She's the secret sauce. She's the icing on the cake for me. So I'm going to give it a 4 as well. I'm going to give it a 4. I had a great time. I liked it. I thought it was a good movie.
Yeah.
I'm glad I bought it. You know, it's definitely one I'll watch again.
I'm definitely going to buy it when it's out on Blu-ray, which is in February, I believe it's coming out.
January.
Okay, so I'm definitely going to be picking it up in January to put it in my Christmas movies to watch, because this is definitely one of those that deserve to be watched on Christmas.
It's good.
Yeah.
So with that said, we are going to get to my favorite part of these Christmas episodes, the Christmas meter.
Uh-oh.
This is where we give it anything from one jingle bell all the way up to the Santa Claus himself. Now, this movie for me started off automatically at a 3 because the lead character was Santa Claus.
Right? Okay.
So I was like, I'm going to start it at a 3 minimum. At a minimum, it has the icon, I guess, if you will, of Christmas time, right? Santa Claus. So I was like, let me start there and then we'll see. So we get reindeer in this named. He literally says which one it is that's trying to like bite him or whatever, you know.
Mm-hmm.
We get named. We got elves.
Yeah.
We get elves working in a factory. And I like how they did it. They're not like, they're just like kind of shorter people. They're not so much like tiny. They're just like 5 foot. You know what I mean? They're just like short people.
Remember when the general said, man, you got to give them more protein so they can get a little bit taller.
Yeah. The part too. I love the part where they're talking about the numbers. He's like, this is number 7. He's the foreman. You're like, well, what happened to 1 through 6?
Yeah.
He was just like, we never use those numbers. Yeah.
I never got so that. Funny. I never got that until I asked my wife. I said, but why didn't you? And she goes, because they died. So they don't go back. They continue going.
Yeah, exactly.
So I thought that was
pretty
funny.
They're old and gone.
Yeah.
So we got elves. We got reindeer. We got a Santa sleigh. We got, because that one part where he takes off the wood panel where he got shot and he got the bullet holes.
Yep.
You got a lot of the iconography of Christmas time.
Yeah, music.
You don't get a ton. You don't get a ton of Christmas music. You get 2 or 3 songs, definitely like on the radio. So we got Christmas music. We got Christmas presents.
Mm-hmm.
We got toys made by Santa.
Christmas trees.
Christmas trees. We got snow, snowy setting.
Yep.
We don't get the North Pole. We get North Peak, which is pretty much the North Pole.
Pretty much.
So, in all honesty, and this has a secret thin layer of Christmas cheer at the bottom of it. You know what I mean? It's buried. It's buried because he's pissed off at all these bad kids. But we got cookies and milk. I mean, I'm going to give it a 5. It's going to get the full Santa Claus.
Oh.
I know that it's not traditional Christmas, because most people think Christmas, oh, jolly. Well, this has sprinkles of that, but it has so much elements. Christmassy things in it that just by sheer volume and the undertow of joy, and Mrs. Claus gives it the full Santa. 5 out of 5 for me.
Yeah. Look, I agree with you, man. I had a 5 on my list. I had it right there. Yep. Look at that. 5. Right on there, right there. Yeah, I had a 5 because, honestly, it has all the elements that you want. I don't care if it's not no happy, happy, joy, joy, wonderful life freaking ending. We got a pissed off Santa, and that's what we liked in these movies. So, with that, loved everything. We got the music. We got Santa drinking hot milk. We have him eating cookies. We had him even having diet cookies at one point. Yep. We have him training in like Rocky in the snow the barn. Like
he comes back. Remember when he comes back and she's like, this is the day, the only day of the year where you get to sleep in is the day after Christmas. Yeah. You know, because he's so tired. And he's like, I don't want to. Like, even those little comments like, oh, he's tired because he's been out all night delivering presents all night. You know what I mean? Like, he got to sleep. I thought that was hilarious.
And then he got shot when he came back. Yeah. Remember, he got shot reason. Yeah. So I thought, look, this was a clever movie overall, man. I think you guys should give it a chance. For those of you who have not seen this, oh, man, it's Mel Gibson straight to DVD. Let me just tell you something. I'd rather see a Mel Gibson movie straight to Blu-ray than DVD Willis. Because Bruce Willis some horrible movies, and at least Mel Gibson puts potential in his acting roles. Like, at least he gives it 110% out of the...
But he's in the whole movie. Like, he stars in this movie. You know what I mean? Like, he's in it. And this did come out straight, but he had another movie, two other movies, and I think we should cover them at some point. Mm. He did two other movies that didn't come out in the theater that went straight to Blu-ray, and they're awesome. One called Get the Gringo. I don't know if you've ever seen it.
I never heard of it. I heard of it, though.
And another one called Bloodfather. And both of those movies are so good. And they're straight to video. I think it was more so Hollywood didn't want to touch them at the time. You know what I mean? So it went straight to video. This is not that case. I don't know what happened here. This could have played in the theater. It's not cheap looking. There's no like super special effects that, you know, make it look bad. It looks great. Sounds great. Good acting. I would watch this in the theater. I would definitely saw it.
No, I agree with you. I think this is a fantastic movie. For those of you out there that have not seen Fat Man 2020, look, purchase it. $6 to rent at the time you hear this podcast. If you want to purchase it, comes out in January around, I don't know when, but sometime in the second week of January, I think, most likely.
Yeah, mid to late. And if you have Vudu, I don't know if you guys, I use Vudu for digital. It's only $10 this week. It's on sale. So maybe because Christmas time, they put it on sale. And real quick, let's give our totals.
Yeah.
So I have a 4, a 4, a 3, a 4, and a 3.5. That's 18.5 out of 25. I really enjoyed it. I thought it was very good. You know, the action brought it down a little, and some of the weird story elements, but not that much. Overall, great time, great Mel Gibson, great Walton Goggins performance. If you're a fan of him as the villain, he's hilarious.
Yeah, I mean, I gave this a 5.5344. That's a total of 21 out of a 25. I really enjoy this. I love quirky movies anyway, and if it makes sense, then I'm going to give it a high score. I love these quirky action movies. I gave it a shot. Most likely I would have never given it a shot, but I gave it a shot because the podcast that we're doing, we're going to be doing this with a lot of other movies that will go straight to Blu-ray or straight to 4K, whatever they do. I enjoyed it. Mel Gibson was fantastic. Check it out on any of your digital platforms that you guys watch any movies on. But other than that, close it out, Nate.
Yeah. So that is the show. That's our last Christmas movie. So next week we'll be getting just normal movies. Actually, it's the end of the year. So we'll be doing Ip Man 1, we'll be starting, and Total Recall as a one-off before we get into our female led. I definitely think we got to do a month of Mel. We got to figure out when his birthday is. Maybe like May, because it starts with an M. The month of Mel. Just do some Mel Gibson movies, because he got a lot of good ones.
Yeah.
And of course, as always, as we said at the top, make sure you like, subscribe, share the video, tell your friends, give us your thoughts in the comments. Let us know if you've seen Fat Man. What did you think? Or if you're excited to see it based off our review. Let us know if you're going to be checking it out. Definitely recommended from the both of us.
Yeah. Again, follow Nate over at Nateflix Reviews on Instagram, or check out his podcast with him and his group of friends. Get together. They watch all kinds of movies, TV shows, and all that jazz in one podcast. Check it out. Nateflix Movie Reviews over on Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, anywhere you guys listen your podcast on. And of course, Levels of Geek, Twitch, Twitter, Instagram, all Levels of Geeks across the board. And again, if you guys are watching us on YouTube, please subscribe to the channel, hit that like button, smash those bell buttons so every time we go live, you guys will be notified. That's pretty much simple. That's it. Again, guys, I'm your host, Alex Figueroa, and that is
Nate from Netflix Reviews.
Hope you enjoyed episode 20. Be awesome to each other and geek out.